Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
7:44, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning. That's when we talk to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, about a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. We call it Monday Morning Markets with Mark. Now, on Friday, we talk to him about your personal finances. We call that Managing Your Money with Mark. And I mention all of that because the two are going to kind of overlap today. And with that, we welcome in Mark Rosa. How you doing, Mark?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am good. It's a little chilly outside. You love this weather, don't you?
Anticipate. Look, my phone said next Monday and Tuesday it's going to be 20, maybe in the teens, and mm-hmm. in North Covington next week. So it's t-shirt weather.
Yeah, you'll be out there in on the chaise lounge getting some sun.
That's it.
Tell me what we're going to talk about today. Valuation and how it overlaps with what we spoke about Friday. And I will say this, for those of you that missed the conversation, go to WWL.com. You can click on my name and you'll find the audio posted. But with that, Mark, please proceed.
I mean, you know, a lot has happened just since Friday. We opened talking about valuation, and we were reading from an article where a Fed governor came on and said, you know, the financial markets are priced for perfection, meaning that they're at levels that might be unsustainable depending on what the economic news comes out, depending on how this is going to shape itself going forward in 2025, realizing that a lot has gone on already, but a central difference will be, obviously, we have a new president, a new administration, and how are they going to do things? And at least from what they said, so people could get very encouraged that the economy is going to move forward from here. But then you've got the Fed. And the Fed is sitting patiently right now, wondering what inflation is going to do, because you know they're going to step in if it gets out of hand. So when we were saying that the markets were priced for perfection, I go back just a little bit, about a year ago. I'll fast forward through this, but there was all the anticipation and the rates falling. Seven rate cuts, 8, 9, 10 rate cuts, and it boiled down to 4 25 basis point rate cuts. It started in September. Well, the markets being anticipatory, they wanted those rate cuts coming in. When interest rates go down, it tends to push asset prices higher. When interest rates go up, we can count on asset prices to come down. So that's the price of money. If it goes up, it slows down the economy. It's like sand in the gears. That's what people are worried about. If the Fed is going to come back and start raising rates, well, nobody wants to talk about that. It's in the lowering rate cycle, and that's what we've experienced since last September. So what happened with those cycles when they were dropping rates? Well, the market went up, hit all-time highs. That goes back to the article and what the lady was saying from the Fed, saying, oh, this is perfection. The Dow hit 45,000 and change, closed there at a new all-time high. And since then, it's been kind of wobbly. Some other economic news has come out to kind of take the Dow off of its high. And it 42,000 right now, and I think it's going to open up down about another 100, numbers that I was looking at just a few minutes ago. But as far as what happened, just as soon as we hung up Friday, the jobs report came out for December. And they were expecting, Wall Street was expecting 155,000 new jobs, and 256,000 came out instead. The unemployment rate dropped from 4.2 to 4.1. It was sitting at 4.2 for several months. And we would say, oh, this is fantastic. The job market is healthy. People are finding work. Maybe some companies are expanding, not all, but it drove the unemployment rate down incrementally. And normally we would say that that's good news. Well, the market didn't like that because it knows it's going to invite the Fed in to watch a little bit more closely. Over the weekend, the Fed said, I think we're going to take any rate cuts that we previously were talking about, previously just 60 days ago, they were talking about two interest rate cuts for 2025, and now it's like we're not going to cut at all. Bank of America economists came out and said, forget rate cuts, we're going to be looking at rate increases. So they're putting a bet on their portfolio to for the economy to slow down potentially if the Fed is raising rates, asset prices to come down, so we'll take a little steam out of that perfectly orchestrated financial market. So we might see the Dow and S&P come down. That's going to touch our 401ks. And it's, well, then we're back to Fed watch. Well, how far is it going to go? How much are they going to increase, if anything? And a lot of people would say, well, no, don't increase. Let's just leave it alone and let the economy go forward and see what the new administration's going to do. So that's what's happening. But the anticipatory stock market has already pulled back. The bonds, the 10-year Treasury bonds have started. They were trending down when interest rates were going lower. That was from March of last year, bottomed out around September, and it reversed its course. So from September, the conversation in the bond market was, this thing might run out of steam. When I say this thing, that the Fed action is going to run out of steam, and the market might be too priced for perfection. So that the 10-year bond is back up to about 4.8, up from a low of about 3.7. So the market's already saying, I expect a higher yield on my investments, on the fixed income stuff, the bonds. We're expecting a higher yield because the economy is accelerating and the Fed might step in and start raising rates. So I say a lot to say this, that a lot of people, I'll hear it from people, well, look, the Fed is going to stay put, so rates should stay put. And that's not the way it's gone. We had 5% 30-year mortgage rates last August. Then the bond market starts to reverse. It turned out that they crept up into the sixes. Now they're solidly, they would touch seven toward the end of last year. Now on WSJ, WallStreetJournal.com, 30-year fixed rates are about 7.30. So we're comfortably in the sevens right now, and it's not good news for home buyers. People wanting to refinance, do any renovations to their home, they're going to be borrowing money at higher rates. So that was the stock market coming back. The Treasury yields have backed up. Bank of America, let's see what else is happening this week. Last week, the Institute of Supply Management, on the good side of things, the services index, still expanding, because every time we report on income, then the expense report or the spending report comes right behind it. Just about every month last year, income went up and spending went up. So the Institute of Supply, the services index, has been going up very steadily. That's been good news, but again, we don't want it to overheat. Job openings for November increased from an estimate of 7.7 million, now 8.1 million. And we're in earnings season. So that's going to start off this week when the big banks report, expected to be good reports. So banking earnings, if up, their stock should be going up. But Wednesday and Thursday, everybody's going to be focused on the CPI and the PPI. Tommy, the Consumer Price Index for December is coming out, expected to be up 0.3%. That's 2 months in a row that it will be up 0.3. And we're saying, well, that's not a lot. Well, after you annualize it, multiply it by 12, that's a 3.6% annual rate for consumer prices, way higher than what the Fed wants. They want the number to start with a 2. And in the best day, they want it to be a low 2. So the CPI year over year is expected to rise from 2.7% to 2.9%. And we'll get that news on Wednesday. And the PPI, it's the same thing. It's expected to go up by 0.3%. And year over year, that's at 3%. So inflation news is coming out, not to our best, not in our best interest as far as asset prices, what the market is going to do. And it might get the Fed to stand up and start talking about rate increases again. But the market is already, it's signaling that right now. So we can't be surprised if some of that news really comes out.
Let me take a break. Mark, we'll pick it up here. We come back. Some very valuable information. 752, 8 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL Monday morning. This is when we take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. We call it Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. So, Mark, and again, I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm asking the question. But when it comes to jobs report, you would think that that would normally be a good thing for the stock market and for Wall Street. And they'd say the economy's absolutely rolling, happy days are here again. However, when you factor in the Fed and inflation, then not so much, right? So sometimes this information can be counterintuitive or not?
Absolutely. It's when good news is bad. And if we reached, I think, lows to satisfy the Fed, they would let it come up a little bit. But if it's just December, we're going to get the news out this week, and December is going to be close to 3 on both the CPI and the PPI, you kind of know what's coming. I mean, Tom, you and I have said it many a time, it's hell to be on Fed watch. Mm. You want them to go to sleep for like 10 years when the economy is doing wonderfully, and we had periods in the economy like that when average inflation was 2.4, 2.5, didn't have to talk about it. The economy was going decently. Then comes in COVID, and what really brought us here is when they started printing money and handing out a lot of money. Okay, it ignited inflation, and it's going to be hell to bring that down to a sustainable level. And, you know, we just got so many new irons in the fire, new administration coming in, like I said, and how the economy is going to unfold out of different policies. Everybody's enthusiastic. This is going to be fantastic. You know, the unemployment rate is already at a fairly low level at 4.1%. If a lot of jobs are created, again, that's good news. People get to go to work. They earn this thing called a paycheck, and then they turn around and spend the money. So it's just doing the normal things in life. But is that going to be enough to ignite inflation in a with some significance? And then the Fed's going to feel like, well, we've got to stand in. We've got to start throwing. I mean, they're the ones that take the punch bowl away at the party, and that's their job. And they're going to put some sand in the gears of an economy that might be, quote, overheating. That's, you know, we'll see that over the next couple of months. But that's, the market is anticipating that as the Dow has sold off. Bitcoin is at a 2-month low. If anybody that's into crypto, they probably noticed this already, due to assets or selling off. So we have that in bond stocks and some crypto shares.
So bottom line, and I know this is a huge thing to put into one basket, but bottom line for people that are concerned about their 401k, 20 seconds that are left, you would tell them?
Well, know what you're investing. Again, if you're 30 and you're 60, that's two different answers. So if you're 60 plus, know what you're invested in, and can you take a 10% hit, a 15% hit, a 20% hit if the averages fall that much?
Thank you, Mark.
You could take some preventive measures. Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you. Very valuable information. We'll talk to you Friday again as we help you manage your money with Mark. I'm sure a lot of this will overlap. To that, we come back. We'll talk to Alex Hammerstone about your iPhone eavesdropping on you. We'll talk with J.P. Morrell about the situation in New Orleans. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL.